You're listening to Soul Survivors, ESL Teaching and Expat Life in Seoul, Korea.
Podcasting from an undisclosed Starbucks somewhere in Seoul, it's Seoul Survivors, your weekly source on teaching ESL and living in Seoul. I'm your host, Carl, and with me today are my co-hosts, Jennifer and Rosa.
Hi. Hello.
Welcome back, Rosa.
Thank you.
Your cold is better.
Much better, yes.
Good. And yeah. Jennifer, before we started, you were talking about your mic stand.
Yes, I've got the book Life of Pi.
Right.
This
now I'm required by Canadian law to jump in and go, he's Canadian, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, Yann Martel.
And now that you have given him a nation, I will just say I'm approximately 300 pages in, and it's finally starting to get readable.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes, I'm reading it for class, and since I won't make students read stuff that I won't force myself to read as well, wow. I'm reading it. Tedious page after tedious page.
So that'll be fun to teach as well then.
Yeah.
Since it took you 300 pages to get interested into it.
Yeah, every week I've heard it gets better.
Okay.
I've heard if you keep reading it gets better.
How old are the kids?
They are from fifth grade to middle school, second grade.
Wow. That's pretty advanced
stuff.
Little
genius class. It's the class that read Frankenstein last semester.
Wow.
Yeah, they're my little geniuses.
I avoided reading that book for a long time because just what I kind of read about it, it's about kind of a man in a boat with a tiger.
The tiger.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought it was a bit of a fantasy where, you know, the tiger's wearing like a smoking jacket and has a pipe and they, you know, they have philosophical conversations. And I thought, no, that is just too stupid sounding.
Yeah.
What was that book about the guy who talks to the gorilla?
I don't know.
I have never heard of a book.
Yeah.
Oh, that. There was some series about some guy who talks to this intelligent gorilla.
Okay.
It won some major...
Yeah, I don't think I'd read that either.
I think it was Ted Turner or something had some literary book search prize, and this won the prize. And the first book was pretty good, but then it went off into, like, The Seventh Secret or, you know, that sort of weird crap.
I have to say, when I read, I am pretty lowbrow, and if it's won an award, chances are I wouldn't really read it for fun.
All right, yeah. But I like the book, because it's kind of like, if you were on a boat with a tiger, how would you survive? And it kind of...
Yeah, it is, like, he's finally reached a point in the book where he is thinking about... realistically how he can survive in this boat with a tiger. And it is starting to get good.
So how long into the book does it take for him to actually get on this boat with the tiger? Because I said earlier...
Chapter 47.
I've only gotten to chapter, say, like, 8-5 times and put the book away because it just was not interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say the first 30 chapters or so are bearable, but only because I knew I had to read it for class.
Right.
If it was just for pleasure, no. It'd have made it like the first 3 pages, and it'd have been back on the shelf.
Yeah, I got. I thought my contract in Korea was up in like late November, early December. I keep saying on the podcast, that sort of. But then I got you get the notice from immigration, get out of the country by this date, whitey, kind of thing. So, but it was actually October 14th.
Coming up real soon.
Yeah, I know that.
Carl.
I know we're coming up on that, aren't we? And there's pretty much no way in hell I'm gonna be out by.
Yeah. By, so will you be making?
I think you
run?
Should extend at least into the new year.
Yeah. So I'm gonna talk to my boss and because I'm we're in the middle of a we're gonna be in the middle of a whole
like a transition.
Yeah.
The
and
company.
Then, yeah. My butter schedule has been extended another month where I don't work on Friday.
Wow.
So
you know, you can't leave while you've got a 4-day work week.
I know, hello.
And like 12 hours a month anyway.
3-hour work days, I know, you know. And so, I don't mind sticking around for that. So,
who can blame the guy? Right? Come on.
I know. So I talked to my boss, and then I'm like, well, you know, obviously we got to extend. And then, you know, it should extend till the next semester is done. Semesters usually run about 3 months, so that will take us to the end of January 2008. So, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. But I gotta say that we should probably, you know, run this until the end of the year. So don't look for this podcast beyond Christmas, I think. Yeah, because I'm probably going to need the month to clean my apartment. You know, 4 years in the same place.
Oh,
that's
wow.
You know, yeah. there's a whole loft I don't dust.
So, it's amazing the stuff that you pile up that you don't realize.
Exactly, yeah.
I know.
Wow. Hey, you know, we totally missed our 1 year anniversary here. I'm just looking at our very first episode was on September 8th. And what's the date today? We're recording this on the 16th. So we're actually sort of coming up on the 1 year anniversary of our third podcast. So
happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I didn't even know. So 1 year and we're up to about 43 podcasts.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's better than most, I think.
Yeah, like I say, you know, it's like you get about six and then the people quit. So, hey. Yeah. Had a bit of a time trying to renew the website. I wasn't taking my credit card, and I was a little bit worried that, it's been inactive for such a long time, that, you know. But I guess that's another thing you maybe want to watch out for when you come here. Keep a lot of money in your bank account at home, and then make sure you use your credit card here a little bit, you know, your credit card from back home, and then just, you know, then pay it off out of your bank account back at home, you know. Online, just to kind of keep your bank account and your credit card going, because a lot of banks, if you just don't have any activity on the bank, they'll just shut it down. Like
in America, it's supposed to be 10 years for 10 a bank years. Account.
Yeah. It disappears, but then you got to call them and then get it put back or something. It's
See, I get a monthly deposit directly into my American bank account, hopefully they'll never shut it down because I'm not taking money out. But I did about a year or so ago, I wrote a $5,000 check out of my American account, and I hadn't written a check in 6 years.
Okay.
My checks still say 19 them.
Yeah.
And so I was like, after I mailed it, I was like, you know, maybe I should have let my bank know that I was going to be using the account, so they didn't assume it was fraud.
Did you have any problems?
No problems at all.
Oh wow.
Which kind of worried me.
Because I had, I used my credit card this last time when I went home, and I hadn't used it the whole time I was here.
Right. Yeah.
And after the first couple big purchases, the other ones wouldn't go through, and so I had to call, and they said, well, we had all these, you know, odd, you know, charges come up in LA and in Colorado, and I was just like, well, it's me, I'm on vacation.
So a little tip for you, if you're going to come here for a year or two, then sort of prepare to keep some of your credit cards and bank accounts sort of active.
Yeah.
Or one thing I do is if you got a savings and a checking, then just make little bank transfers between them, just boom, stuff like that. Man, and Jennifer, but you did kind of almost celebrate something or another. You bought us presents.
Rose's birthday was recently, and so I saw some little random things.
She's getting older all the time.
Yeah,
don't be so proud, Rosa.
Not nearly so old as me, though.
Did you listen to last week's podcast? Or?
You know, I haven't been able to listen yet.
We were trash talking you.
Oh, man.
No. I forgot what it was, but...
Miss a weekend. Look what happened.
Yeah. I know. It's just like...
That's the punishment for not coming.
The nails come out.
Wow. Yeah. But I saw some English products, and so Rosa got the clean couple paper soap and mini towel.
Wow, mini towel. That is a really mini towel.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know... That's the kind of you would find those in a bathroom or something, you know. That's your bath towel.
It's a bath towel. Yeah, like a little hand towel.
Yeah, you could just dry yourself with that. And I got the I Like Study Panda Band-Aid.
I thought those were the most awesome product I've ever seen.
So like, say when the mother sort of, you know, burns her kid with the curling iron to make him study more, you know, then she can...
Here's a loving Band-Aid.
Yeah, she can put the I like study Band-Aid on the curling iron burn.
To remind you that you need to study.
Yeah. You ever had a kid that was like just severely bruised?
I had a kid who told me his doctor told his mother, don't hit him. And he like pointed to his kidneys.
Oh, don't hit
until the bruises heal. And
hit me on the other side.
The other kidney's fine apparently, and you know, the head, whatever. But I like the way, I like the doctor's intervention there. Like, let the kidney bruises heal before you hit him with a stick again. And another student in the class, which, I mean, seriously, I mean, I was upset enough when this kid told me what his mother had, you know, the doctor was intervening in such a minor way. But then the other kid pipes up with, but if she doesn't hit you, you won't learn anything.
But she doesn't love me if she doesn't beat me.
So bad. I was just like, oh my god. I got spanked like once in my whole life.
Really?
Yeah. Like, and it was really traumatic.
Wow.
Just because it was like such an unusual occurrence.
My parents did not spare the rod, but I you know, they were fair in the application you know, so I don't hold them any kind of ill will or something like that.
No, my parents were big on the guilt trip.
Oh, okay.
Those are worse, though.
I think
I would rather take a couple swatches on the hand as opposed to, like, the guilt for, like, a week.
Yeah, silent treatment.
Oh, see, it wouldn't be, like, a week. I would just get a talk. And the talk would be like, I'm not angry. Wow. I'm just so disappointed.
What's your...
You're just like, oh my god, please just smack me in the face and let's get on with it.
Get it over with.
your mother
My mother would give me the week-long silent treatment.
Oh,
really?
Wow. No.
Yeah.
At least mine was over as soon as the talk was done.
Was it a matter of, like, who, like, bended first? Would it be me who, like, went groveling and, you know, begged for forgiveness? And it... A week later, it was usually I who did that, but I would rather have gotten a couple swatches on the hand opposed to no talking in the house for, you know, days on end.
No, at least ours was the talk, but it might be a couple of hours before you got it where you had to wait knowing it's coming. Yeah. My sister could do a great imitation of my mom.
Speaking about kids, our snack of the week.
Okay.
We got, actually this is kind of and Rosa, she brought some snacks too.
I picked something up.
Almost a little bit of a Benelux. It's not even Korean or Japanese.
But no, it's like Filipino, I think.
Well, this is, seems
These
to
are pretty okay. They're not disgusting.
Have you tried them?
Yeah, we've had them at school before.
We have.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I think they're originally made in Holland.
But are they?
Yeah, but they seem sort of very pan-Asian kind of... You know, where you find the Japanese snacks, you know, these are like front and center.
Okay.
And so they're kiddo.
Kiddo.
They're just basically...
Kid. Oh.
Yeah. They're kind of basically crackers. Creamy butter cracker sandwich. Or as my Italian friends would say, sandwich.
And what it should actually say is creamy sugar butter cracker sandwich.
Oh, really? I've never actually had these before.
I like the green ones. Can I have a green one?
Yeah, and then because, you know, this is Asia, and it could be nothing too strange, then they begin to doll it up with stranger flavors. Like, there's the butter lemon.
I like the butter lemon.
Butter lemon in a green wrapping.
Yeah. Instead of the yellow, which is a plain.
And this one's a little bit better. Strawberry and cream.
I don't do fake strawberry, but I like the butter lemon. Do you know lemon sandwich cookies, like lemon flavored Oreo type cookies?
Yes, and those are not so scrumptious.
Oh, I think that I like
them. Oh, really?
And these are reminiscent of them, only it's butter instead of just straight up animal fat.
But you're having now it is
green colored.
Green.
Yeah, it's green colored, pretending to be a lime, but it's, you know, lemon. Right.
Alright, so yeah, so Jennifer is enjoying the butter lemon.
That has I've had the lemon ones before.
Lemonicious.
An odd green tinge to it. Which, you know, I think would shock some people.
I'm having a hard time opening this.
Sorry. Oh,
there we go. Good
job. I'm just going to enjoy the classic creamy butter. It's creamy butter. A little bit dry. Rosa, how's the...
It's okay.
Kid O strawberry. It's
would
new.
Would you like some lemon to get those?
I like the lemon better.
Really?
Get the strawberry taste out of your mouth. Would you like to try the lemon?
It's a very, very artificial strawberry.
Yeah, so that's why I don't do fake strawberry.
No.
You know, the lemon's not half bad, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lemon's really good.
almost like a bit of lemon pie kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If lemon pie had lots of butter in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it does, I think, at some level. The crust.
Oh, the crust, yeah. So, like, if the crust was really dry and buttery, which are usually, like, either it's dry or it's buttery, the marriage of the two.
Really dry, though. Really good.
And the calorie
but
count.
But I like the... I'm sure it's pretty high with a big smash of butter
in
there.
Is that 150 calories?
150 for one
package?
Thing.
No, main topic. saving money.
I mean,
not so much like, you know, putting in your bank account, but how to cut costs. Pinching a dime.
Don't go to Starbucks.
Yes,
well,
don't
yeah.
Go to Starbucks.
That's true. Yeah, pinching a dime, as we say. But, you know, I when I was little, I always used to call my mother cheap. My mom's cheap, and my mother would always go, I'm frugal.
Yeah.
So,
that's
yeah.
A good word.
Yeah. My mom was, she gave frugal a new name.
Oh, really?
Well,
what was one of your mother's little tactics?
I'll tell you the most humiliating.
Okay, good.
Was,
lay it on me.
We would go to the grocery store, and they had a bakery, of course.
All
and,
right.
And she would ask them if they had day-old bread that they would sell cheaper.
Ah, like prod them, not just sort of look like... You know,
like the stuff that they had already taken off the shelves that were like past the half price or whatever.
Okay.
In Colorado, and I'm sure there's got to be similar stores other
the
places.
The
bread store. That
we would go. We would
bread.
Go to the bread store.
That's where right. I got my bread from when I was younger.
Yeah, we would go to the bread store, but my mom didn't like us to eat white bread. She really wouldn't buy white bread. She wanted the good stuff for dirt cheap. Like,
okay.
Cheaper than a loaf of white bread.
All right.
And so she would get the stuff that they were no longer selling.
Does anybody have any tips?
Rosa?
When
I first got here, my mission was to pay off all my student loans
okay.
and all my debts.
All right.
Lots of kimbap.
Have you done that?
I have done that.
Oh, really? In
yes.
one, in one year?
In one year.
Like, under
awesome.
A year.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah.
Can I ask, what was your student debt?
The total?
Yeah.
About 10 grand.
Oh, okay.
Because I had paid a lot of it already before I came here, so
okay.
The remaining balance, student loans just alone was.
Did you live at home when you went to university?
No.
Oh, really? Lived in Res?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay.
I've done pretty well. Since Steve left, I had really just been like doing minimal stuff, and I had when I finally got rid of Steve, I still had $20,000 on my
Jeez.
And
oh my God.
That was last year, and
okay.
I've got it under 10 now.
Oh, okay.
So.
Oh, yeah. Because when I graduated...
Yeah.
You really can if you
really
put your mind on it. Matt and I work 7 days a week, too.
Well, yeah. See, Rosa had a really awesome part-time job because she's,
okay.
she's, you know, F4 and can do that.
Ah, yes. Okay.
But, yeah, without actually pinching pennies, I was
right.
able to
okay.
pay off that much in less than a year.
Because I went to university in the 80s. And it was in Canada, and, you know, single mother, so government, free government money. So, yeah, my, like 6 years of university, my student debt was like $5,000. Lived at home.
Canadian, so that's like 12
yeah,
U.S.
Yeah. Not anymore.
Yeah, now it's like, you know, 4,000 U.S.
Yeah, we've got that oil sands. So... Rosa, what was it?
Yeah.
Or kimbap, eating kimbap.
I
yes.
ate lots of kimbap when I got here.
All right.
Well, initially also, too, I was very fascinated by all the different varieties
okay.
of kimbap there was. And so I just had, you know, different type of kimbap every day.
Okay.
That, and I had lots of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, too. As
okay.
far as, like, food went, I
right.
didn't eat out a whole
right.
lot.
Yes.
And little things like bad, but like toilet paper. I never bought toilet paper.
Oh, really?
You would take the, when they take the end roll?
Yes, when they take the end roll off at, like, our work or other places, like, I used to take those. That's really, like, that's really cheap. And
awesome.
Because at our school building, when the roll gets down to, like, the last 20%, which
okay.
is, like, the size of a regular roll at that point, they take it off and
really?
They put on a new one.
Yeah.
Clever.
Yeah.
Okay.
It lasts a really long time.
Okay, wow. I don't feel so bad because I got some weirder ones on the tail end. But
yeah.
Hey,
little things like that.
Yeah, I found that as long as you don't try to live like a Westerner, like don't have wine and cheese parties.
Yeah.
You know, like if you eat a lot of kimchi, a lot of rice, like even though I don't buy white rice, I get the like mixed grain rice.
Okay.
Even that is cheaper than like trying to eat Western food all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, kimbap, you would go to the, like the little kimbap places.
Yeah,
and
the little stands.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah.
So that is like 2,000 won for the expensive one, you know?
Yeah,
the fancy one.
The fancy one.
Yeah, oddly enough, it's almost cheaper to eat out than it is to make your own.
Yeah, because I used to go grocery shopping when I first got here thinking that I would save money.
Yeah.
But I ended up throwing away half the groceries because I didn't eat it fast enough.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So definitely learn to eat and cook Korean. And that's probably the one good way of saving money.
Definitely if you can buy domestic products, you'll save money. And bring your electronics with you and just buy a transformer.
Uh-huh.
Right, yeah.
I had my friends and family send me a lot of stuff, you know, because respectfully they'd ask, so do you need anything from the States or anything? And where most people would be like, no, I'm okay, I'd say I need this, and this, you know? So like lotion or like my favorite shampoo or just American products that like you could buy here, but that's like marked up way higher.
Right.
Instead of buying them here, like, oh, mommy, I need this. So like they'd mail it to me. So it's not costing me anything.
Right. Yes. Yeah, right. Network of friends.
Yeah.
Play the sympathy card. Oh.
Especially if they have never been to Korea and all they know of Korea is the Korean War and all the babies coming to the States. And so like play it up like a third world country.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, I really wish I could get some shampoo.
Yes.
They just use bar soap here.
Remember how happy Klinger's Korean bride was to, you know, I'm going to America. This is, you know, this is why you can't get hand lotion here.
But in the print on the base.
But
that is very helpful.
What I've discovered is the Westin Hotel in downtown Seoul, the bathroom.
Do all of your bathroom products have Westin Hotel written on them?
Yes, they do, actually. I've got one in my backpack. But they have the little lotion in the bathroom, little hand pump.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I like where this is going.
Yes. So, you know, so if you're not above it, because hand lotion is very, very expensive here.
Yeah,
and
it really is.
You need ass load in wintertime, especially if you're working with a lot of paper, too, with your kids, you know, dry. So, you go to the Westin and steal their hand lotion.
Oh, and
we'll give a tip.
Like mouthwash and stuff at some places, too. Yeah, get a little top bottle.
Or even a dispenser, so it doesn't, you know where it's been. But I think it's Nivea that I use. That comes in a tub.
Okay.
Yes.
And it's actually, like, super industrial strength.
Okay.
Like, it's not the texture of lotion.
Right.
Yeah. It's
that sounds really good, though.
Yeah, it's like the texture of butter. But it's really good in winter here because it's so dry.
But if you forget to bring your own hand lotion, I would definitely say a nice big
Costco-grade. I wouldn't bring a year's supply of lotion with me either because that's just asking for it to explode in your luggage.
Oh, okay. Man. And about the stealing from borrowing, creative borrowing from your employer.
creative borrowing.
Instead of buying bottled water, is because your most places of business have the water filtered water thing.
Yeah.
So but what you got to do is you have to find a kind of a bottle that's not so big that it looks like you're just filling up a 4-liter jug. You know, you got these jerry cans, right?
Well, if you're not above it, I actually did that.
Really?
Oh, okay. Rosie would take 2-liter bottles.
I bought 2-liter bottles, drink those, and then I brought them to work, you know, once or twice a week, and I filled them up and took them home in my bag.
Yeah, because Rosie only lived a block from school. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I live across the street. Yeah. But I've cultured a certain, you know, erudite, you know, kind of. But what I find is you can get something that sort of looks like, you know, just go into your backpack and I'm going to go out for a nice little walk and I could use some bottled water or some, you know. So, yeah, something that's big enough that you can take it home and use it for whatever, but not so big that just looks like you're too cheap to buy your own bottled water.
That's so funny that you mentioned that.
Yeah. I think that's quite common, actually.
Yeah, because some places actually have signs to say, do not fill up your water bottle.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, yeah. But a lot of like department stores and stuff like that, you don't have the little water filter thing. So,
yeah. And I will carry my water bottle around when I'm shopping and just fill it straight on up.
But again, to reiterate, the tap water, you know, it's good for drinking and cooking and making your coffee and stuff, but just trying to drink it, refreshing, it's not so great. I don't know what it's like in Bundang. What's the tap water like in Bundang?
It tastes like it has twigs and leaves in it.
My water, Seoul, has a metallic taste to it.
But I think, I've never tasted mine.
We have water tanks.
Okay.
I know, because periodically, like once a year, they turn off all the water all day and they clean out the tanks. Yeah. And then the water does smell better after I don't actually drink it.
Okay.
But I think there is some sort of tank system where it's not necessarily like a city water line or whatever.
And, you know, mouthwash. If you go to like, you know, Bennigan's or
like TGI,
Sizzler, all the bathrooms, they have little mouthwash. So bring something.
Bring your travel little, size.
Yes, travel size water
exactly.
bottle.
Fill, you can fill, you
mouthwash
can
bottle. Because
you're generally paying enough money at, you know, at those, what are kind of just sort of like cheap restaurants in North America.
Yeah, at home is like a high school or college student date restaurant or go out with your friends restaurant, because it's like $20 for two people or less.
I used to go to TGI a lot back home because they had really great happy hours.
When I was in the Army, your military discount was a free appetizer.
Oh, nice.
Whoa.
And so we would go at happy hour when they had like cheap ass drinks.
Yeah.
And we would each get an appetizer.
Sweet.
And would drink like half price drinks or whatever it was. Yeah, they cottoned on to that after a while and they started being one appetizer per table, but yeah, we would do that to eat dinner.
And dumpster diving, that's always a good way of furnishing
all
your apartment.
All of my furniture. No, that's not true. My bed I bought from the used furniture place.
But yeah, definitely don't hold out buying things for your apartment. Like you know, I mean, you know, microwave, coffee maker, rice cooker, maybe things like that, sure. But like furniture-y things, like end tables, chairs.
Well, that, and then also, you know, on the websites when other foreigners are leaving.
But you don't even have to wait for that. Go to the used furniture stores, because it seems like when Koreans move, they don't want to take their furniture with them.
That's actually true.
They want to buy new stuff.
See, new stuff.
Like, my couch, I got, it was for $100, and it looked brand new when I bought it. Like, now it looks kind of worn, but now it's like 3 or 4 years old. But I bought it, it looked brand new. Yeah. It was $100. It was awesome.
A friend of mine actually just left Korea to go back to the States, and I raided his apartment of everything that I needed. Yeah, it was nice. But he had this couch that was beautiful. You know, very clean, and he was just throwing it away.
Yeah, I don't get
that. If I had like some kind of truck or a car that I could have brought it home in.
Oh, you have to do is get a bongo truck driver.
Yeah, but it was just too much of a hassle, you know.
And vegetable stands, like, you know, like the little roadside.
That's always the best place to get your produce.
Yeah, buy your fruits and vegetables there. Because for some reason, like, the grocery store just hugely marks up the fruits and veggies.
Yeah,
like,
they'll put a nice little wrapper around it and then charge $8 for an apple.
For the wrapper.
But it's very pretty. Mm. Yeah, we got a new teacher a week ago, and she went grocery shopping for the first time, and she was like, the apples are so pretty with the little paper wrapping on it, but it was one for 5,000 won. And I was like, yep, never buy anything that's wrapped like
she
a gift.
She went to Lotte, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, don't do your grocery shopping at Lotte department store. Yeah.
Or any department store, at that.
Unless you're splurging. Like, if you want to get a nice block of Parmesan cheese, and you know you're going to pay 80 times what it's actually worth, then yes, you have to go to those places, but...
If you're coming here, you're planning to buy like an iron or blow dryer. Where would you go to buy those? Like, don't buy your
Lotte Mart.
Lotte Mart or Homever
or
E-Mart,
places like that.
If you live near Technomart or Yongsan, go there.
Definitely
but for small things like that, I wouldn't go out of my way.
Okay.
But if you're buying anything bigger, then you should definitely go to Yongsan or Technomart, or from an online.
Online, I was going to say that. Or you can get someone at work to buy it for you online.
A friend or something. Because a lot of the G-Market or something.
G-Market. G-Market's great if you can get on there. And they actually have the website in English, too.
Yeah, but I think you have to
really
have...
It's limited as far as the stuff they sell on the English website as opposed to the Korean website, but...
And I think you have to have a Korean ID.
No, actually, you couldn't. I was able to create one. Wow. I've never actually purchased anything.
Okay.
But I made an ID, so.
Because when I got my computer, somebody from work did it for me. Because I couldn't.
The other thing to learn to use the bus system instead
yes,
of
definitely.
You know,
instead yes. of like don't get used to taking the cabs.
Yeah, taxis. I mean, the taxis are not oppressively expensive.
They're not oppressively expensive, but they add up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there are times of the day when public transportation is markedly faster.
Uh-huh.
That's true.
The
yeah.
subway,
yeah.
because if you get in a cab during traffic, it
right.
will
you just,
take
you just sit there watching
yeah.
that meter tick over.
Yeah.
And they raise the rates again.
Really? What's the US flag?
I think the starting is like 19 now.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah,
oh, wow.
yeah, it's not. Yeah, okay.
This one went up like 100.
Yeah, because when I came here, it was 16, and then now it's like 19.
Yeah, when I came, it was like 1300.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
And yeah, but definitely the buses, subways.
Yeah.
And we mentioned this before. Like, I mean, buy your electronics at home, like a digital camera, MP3 player.
Yeah. Yes. Buy all those at home.
Yeah, because. They are, even though they're made here.
It's a
more
protectionist market,
yeah.
which hopefully will be changing with the FTAs, those evil FTAs. But hopefully products that cost $5 in the States and 50 here, maybe
yeah.
that'll be evening out some.
And gas versus electricity. I'm almost...
Electricity is so expensive here.
Well, it depends where you come from. Toronto,
okay.
I find it. But I find if you can cook it, or heat it with electricity, that's cheaper than cooking it or heating it with gas.
That's so funny. That's the opposite as at home.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because
Louisiana home, not
Okay.
Korea.
All right. Because it's like you know, I'll make my rice in the microwave, and then people are like, well, why don't you buy a rice cooker? And I'm like, well, yeah, I don't want to buy like a $200 thing that I'm not going to be able to take home to Canada. Uh-huh. And then they're like, well, why don't you just make it on the stovetop? But I'm like, it takes 30 minutes in the microwave or 30 minutes
right.
stirring on the stovetop. That's 30 minutes of
you
natural gas.
You stir your
gas.
Rice while it cooks?
Sure.
You just need to put it on and then leave it.
Yeah. Well, in any regard, that's 30 minutes of that, just that natural gas ticking away, which is quite expensive.
But isn't the gas cheaper here?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure
it's
the electricity is cheaper.
No, I don't know.
My gas bills come out to like 60 cents, like 90 cents.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. But...
I don't even get one.
And look, watch your washing machine, because for some reason, a lot of times they only hook up one of the
water
intakes.
I had the guy
intakes.
Hook up both.
Okay, all right.
I was there when he hooked it up.
Yeah. So mine was originally hooked up from the cold in to the hot water tap. So everything is just being washed in hot water.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I'm washing crap all the time. And so, yeah, that can
get, yeah, but that can mess up your clothes. You know, like, I wash my wool sweaters in the washing machine.
Really?
And, yeah, on the wool setting. But if they had set up the line...
You have
the
a wool
line,
setting on your washing machine in Korea?
I do.
I don't have... I'm sure I do have settings, but I don't know what they are. So I push as many buttons as possible until the water starts going.
The wool setting is wool.
Wool. Okay.
You're supposed to be able to read all that in the instructions.
It does, but
it doesn't
make sense
okay.
to me.
Okay, all right, sure, yeah.
It says, like, tongue, like...
Yeah.
All right. It uses a lot of short forms that,
yes,
all right,
on the
okay.
machine,
yeah.
so I have
whereas,
no idea what it means.
Whereas mine's all written out.
Okay.
So, like, there's
that
a lingerie
like,
setting
too.
Oh, great.
On mine.
That's helpful.
Good.
For, like, this, I think it's for the water size. So, like, large, medium, small,
lower.
Kind of.
But you should know those.
I don't.
Rosa! Well, you know Chung, right?
I know Chung. That's because
well,
Chung Gan.
Tae is like the one that looks like a pro person.
Ah. Okay. But Tae is the big one then.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And so it's like that.
The small one.
Yeah.
On the bottom.
Anyway.
Anyways, okay.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned before, but my washing machine is called, the brand is called, or the model is called Washing Chaos.
Washing
yes.
Chaos.
Washing
yes.
Chaos. I'm like...
Which probably has to do something with like the... agitation or something, and they just translated it oddly. That's really funny.
Yeah, like there's an agitator in that thing.
Yeah, right. If only. Dream on.
Swirls it one way, swirls it another way, evacuates
done.
All the soapy water, fills it up again. Yeah.
I had a Korean friend ask what this was, the quotes.
The air quotes.
Yeah. I had one Korean friend who was hanging out with a bunch of the other foreigners, and we were all talking and going like this with our quotes, you know, after, you know, every other word or whatever. She sat there, she looked at us, she goes, what does that mean? So we had to explain it to her.
Okay.
Not really.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a front loader now, so it actually cleans my clothes.
Ooh, fancy.
It is fancy. I know. I was so shocked. When I got that apartment, my director actually owns it, but she had been renting it out to other people, okay. And it didn't have any appliances in it. And she was like, she pulls out like this big brochure of like, here's the refrigerators, and here's the gas ranges, and here's the washing machine. I was like, new? You're buying me new appliances? I was like...
The director loves you.
Yeah, they love you.
She loves you.
Well, no, she said she didn't want you stuff in her apartment. But I'm assuming she probably didn't expect for me to live there this long. Oh. So she was probably expecting you on renting it out with nice new appliances in it.
Okay, good. All right.
But I like that apartment.
Wow. It's nice. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
The reading material, I find...
used bookstore.
Yeah, used bookstore. Yeah. Or also, too, you know, now I just print a lot of stuff out, like, on the internet, at work, you know?
Yeah, printing at work.
Printing
there's
at work,
another
yes.
one.
Printing at work.
Yeah, printing at work, for sure.
Making copies at work.
Although, you know, our agenda, I lost, and then I, you know, put it on a little USB drive, and then I went to COEX and Linco. They have a little printing copy center there. So I printed out 2 pages. You know how much each page costs?
It's like 50 or 100 won.
Yeah, like 100 yeah. won. Usually, like, North won. America would be like a buck or something like that.
What?
I don't know.
Really? Yeah.
Really?
Like Kinko's.
Really?
Kinko's.
Oh, okay. Because I mean, it's been a long time since I've done laser printing, I guess. Back in the day, like...
You color know printing, definitely. Yeah. Later, yeah, like yeah. a dollar. But.
Yeah, but color printing is like 700 or 800 won a page.
All right, okay. I was just surprised. All right. What? Technology's caught up or something. What, laser printers are not $5,000 anymore? Oh my god. Yeah. So yeah. So print, just, you know, there's a lot of blogs and stuff out there that have kind of cool stuff that I just copy. And when I'm on the internet, I see something I want to read, but I don't have the time. I copy and I paste it into like a little text file. And then when I'm at work, I just print it out at work. Read it on the subway. Yeah. All right. Any other little cost-saving tips?
I think is just try and live like a Korean. Don't buy People magazines for 10,000 won a piece.
Yeah. Or meet as many GIs.
Yes, that's always the best option.
Yeah. As you can. Just
yeah. It'll make you cry when you see how cheaply they can buy Western stuff here.
All right.
And they can get stuff shipped to them for US shipping rates. APO.
Yes.
If you make good enough friends that you could have stuff shipped to them.
I hate myself and I want to die. English T-shirt finds.
English T-shirt finds. Rosa, Jennifer, any English T-shirt finds?
I do not have any finds.
I have several.
Excellent.
A guy came in, he was in front of me, and he had all of these things, like 12 things written on the back of his shirt, but I only wrote down the ones that were egregiously misspelled.
All right.
International Airport, California.
Okay.
California.
Yeah. And Voyage to a New World Destination. Voyage was spelled VBYAJE.
Okay.
And Happy Camper.
You sure though that's just not a ham radio operator call sign or something like that?
And the Happy Camper, the camper was CAMPCR.
Okay.
And one of my preteen female students came in on Friday and her shirt said, squeeze me.
Oh.
It was Janice.
Who?
Janice.
Oh, that just makes it so much worse.
Yeah. And to take back what I said last week about Wask Denim, apparently it is a real brand because on Monday, a crap load of my students all came in wearing Wask Denim jeans and skirts.
All right.
And so apparently it is a real brand name.
Wask?
Yeah.
Like W-A-S-K? Wask.
Yeah. I'd never heard of it before, so I thought it was English. But I was wrong. But the whoop, I still stand by. It's just weird.
But that brand name, Nice Clout.
I always call it Nice Clap.
Nice Clap, yeah. If that's a real brand name, then I mean...
I have a Gag sweatshirt somewhere. Cause I haven't seen Gag lately, but it used to be Mook and Gag.
Mook and Gag.
Mook and Gag.
And so you could get Mook sweatshirts or Gag sweatshirts, and I have a Gag sweatshirt.
There you go. You got another English T-shirt.
Oh, that's all.
Oh, all right. Now these I did get pictures of.
These are awesome.
Yeah. They're hilarious.
Right. But I didn't get a very good picture of this one. A woman, she's wearing kind of cute woman, and her t-shirt says, "My boyfriend is out of town." Although I'm looking at the picture, and it looks like maybe town is actually spelled tau, or tow,
or
tow,
tow,
T-O-W. Yeah.
Boyfriend is out of
town. Is actually a knockoff of Abercrombie & Fitch.
Oh, really?
I saw it when I was back home.
Okay.
Abercrombie & Fitch has "My boyfriend is out of town" written on one of their shirts. All right.
And this one was really funny. Have a juicy day, dumbass.
I love that. I've actually seen that on a middle-aged woman. Yeah. It made it that much better.
This one, I kind of had to get it from a couple different angles to get the full, because the couple pictures I got were not, you didn't get the whole dumbass in there. So I kind of, but luckily I got it from a couple different angles so you can piece it together. And then on the back of this one woman's t-shirt, it just said, "But maybe I'm stupid."
I'm curious what was on the front.
I have no idea what was on the front, yeah. I'm mostly good about that.
I'm with stupid. You know, I'm with stupid, but on the back,
maybe I'm stupid.
Okay. All right. And then my friend, I bought her one of those knockoff bathing ape t-shirts. And, you know, you get Myeongdong, you get bathing. Bathing ape's this big Japanese.
Bathing ape?
Bathing ape. B-ape or bape.
Bape.
Yeah. And some Japanese designer, almost like our, what's that? Wait, I've got a wallet. This guy.
Yes. Did you have one of those wallets? Was that you?
That was not me. I would not. Sorry.
I think Mimi had one of those wallets.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. The Japanese Paul Frank. But it's all based on sort of Planet of the Apes or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, B-A. And, you know, a t-shirt sell for $100 or something in Japan.
God.
Yeah, it's really expensive stuff. But then Myeongdong, you can get it for like $20. So yeah. So my friend, she went to Japan, you know, got her bikini stolen. And so
the one that she just bought? Or is that why she had to wait to get a new one?
Yeah, that's why she had to get a new one. Yeah, new one. Yeah. She didn't get her new bikini stolen because she hasn't been back to Japan.
Who would steal a bathing suit? Like, that's like stealing someone's underwear. Sorry, this is completely off the topic, but that's just disgusting.
Japanese salarymen, I think they would.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah. So, but then on the back of the knockoff, it said, "Stop your cheap imitations."
Excellent.
And I'm like, I don't know.
Yes. Yeah.
And then I just sort of saw this sign, one of the little underground, sort of, you know, underground shopping mall things, arcades, you know, between the subway stations. The sign said, "Get closed."
Yeah, in Korean, it's. The Korean is the what they put on the door that stays locked. Like don't use this door.
Okay.
It's closed.
Okay, that's what that means. Okay.
And maybe they're like put it all together because it's got an arrow. So maybe it meant this door is closed.
Okay.
Use the other door.
On the bottom.
Side entrance, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Korean says pay moon.
Yeah, which is...
It says use the side door. Right?
Yeah.
Very
tiny,
So,
but the big one says get closed.
Yeah. Right. Parador, pay move.
Which closed. Sounds like something that somebody who doesn't speak English really well would say as an insult. Get closed.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I just sounded kind of like, I got to get closed, you know. Yeah. And then I saw this woman wearing a t-shirt that just says helicopter, but then the picture is of an airplane. I don't think that's a helicopter. So, yeah. That was sort of kooky. And then this was kind of weird. T-shirt, guy's wearing his t-shirt. It's got this Arabic writing,
weapons.
And it's got an Egyptian ankh, then it says weapons, and then it's got like three sort of Middle Eastern swords, then two sort of double humped camels looking at each other, and it says first edition, all right, and then just some more, well, looks like Arabic writing, but it, maybe it's just some squiggles. So yeah, I'm not really sure what it's all about.
Yeah, because it looks like it could just be stylized writing made to look like Arabic, but I can't read it.
Yeah, well, if I was trying to read it as stylized writing, I would read it as plelic plu or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Pluck?
Or pluck?
Oh, yeah.
Pluck, maybe?
Pluck plume. I don't know. That still doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So. And then that Italian restaurant I really hate so much, Frescos.
Wait, was this the one with the waffle cone spaghetti?
No. I turned out I liked that place. But this is Fresco's. You've ever been to Fresco's, Rosa?
No, I
Fresco,
haven't. I've only walked past.
All right, Fresco's.
I don't really do Korean-Italian.
Yeah, well, it's where I'm pretty sure everything's just cooked in a microwave. From the baked potato
Yum.
To the pizza to the chicken. they just microwave everything.
Yummy.
And it's one of the, like I said, the Italian restaurants where they don't use cookbooks. They just use pictures and try to guess the ingredients from the pictures.
Spaghetti's red. Here's a nice bottle of ketchup.
Exactly.
You know what this needs? A little sugar.
Yeah. So they've got a dish called meat oven spaghetti. Meat oven.
It's word for word literal translation.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Above,
yeah.
Well, because the Korean is just
beep.
Yeah.
Beep.
The Korean's actually English.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beep oven spaghetti.
Excellent.
That's better than
meat
oven spaghetti.
Beef becomes meat. All right. Yeah. But they don't like meat oven because they get the.
But they think that's what it is. Like if you are in a restaurant and you say I don't eat meat, they're like, well, okay, let me get you some pork.
Let me give you some chicken.
okay, right. They'll make meat oven. I'm like, that was a girl in high school, you know. I was like, oh man, I got really drunk at the party and they made out with the meat oven. I don't know. It just sort of jumped out at it. Yeah, but I'm not even sure how would you put that in English and like oven spaghetti.
Oven baked meat spaghetti. Or
yeah,
spaghetti.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oven baked meat spaghetti. Meat spaghetti cooked in an oven. You can't just
oven baked
yeah.
Meat sauce.
Meat sauce spaghetti.
Yeah.
Or spaghetti with meat sauce.
Spaghetti with meat sauce. Yeah, because we just wouldn't really say that. Have you ever had oven baked spaghetti in the States? I'd never even heard of that before I came
here.
They
do have oven baked spaghetti.
Do they really?
Yeah, you've been gone for a while.
They've
got oven baked.
We just make lasagna. If you're going to go to the trouble of putting noodles in the oven, just make the good stuff.
Make lasagna,
it's lasagna, but with spaghetti noodles instead.
See, why would you bother?
That's
actually great. But, one of the problems I find a lot of times when Koreans write Korean in English is they're, I think, maybe because they're unsure of the order of the adjectives. And there's a rule that we don't really even know. We just know from
I tried to teach it. You can find it online and print it out.
Yeah,
because I tried to teach it before.
And
no avail.
Yeah, but then it's kind of like then they sort of end up using of a lot.
Yeah.
You know, over much that the sentence becomes so incredibly long and unwieldy, and you're like, you can just put the adjective in front of the word and get rid of all that crap. You know.
Yeah.
And here they're almost trying to do it, but then they're doing it wrong. So I don't know.
What it looks like is in Korean, if you read it, you know, it makes sense.
Okay.
In the Korean order, and they've just taken that and just translated in that order in English.
Yeah.
And then a little language exchange ad, and disclaimer.
So funny.
I could not write as well in Korean, so
yeah.
But
okay.
All right. So it says, "Hey to everyone!" !! I'm 30 plus, male, ASIN English teacher. I think he means Asian. Locking for friends. Recently, I started to do exercise, but I didn't know much. If you are male and want to train me, I'll be glad. In return, I'll teach you English. So I don't know. All right, quality lessons. But but you know, maybe if I taught him to exercise, you know, and
look at the spelling of exercise.
That might be the British version where the C and the S's are swapped out differently, but.
Any good word program would have caught those mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if, because it was in the Korean Herald, they always have the ads.
Yeah, and you never know if it was the typesetter or whatever, the person who works in the office.
Yeah, that could be. Or if they just sort of looked at that and thought, eh, screw them.
I don't know. They print their own articles with so many mistakes. Like, I've done writing exercises before where I just take a Korea Herald article in and I'm like, find 30 mistakes.
Oh, yeah, that's not a bad idea, actually.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the fact that I could take in one article and tell them to find 30 mistakes says volumes.
Oh, wow.
Which is why my subscription is with the International Herald, not the Korean Herald.
Well, the Korean insert's actually quite good in that. They're of the three English newspapers, Korean Herald, Korea Times, and the
International Herald.
Yeah, the Jungang Ilbu sort of insert. Yeah, they're sort of the best. I just like the TV woman who did the TV in the Jungan Ilbo.
Yeah, woman she like hates every show. It's
that's
really
why
funny.
I like it so much.
A woman after my own heart.
Exactly.
I only review shows I despise.
I remember I wrote to her once and just said, I just really enjoy reading your column, you know. I can't understand any of these Korean shows, and it almost makes me wish, you know, I knew enough. Oh, you know,
you don't get them either. Okay.
Yesterday I was walking through Myeongdong, and they had some, like, TV camera set up, and then, like, this big poster board with these pictures of these actors in traditional Korean drama period costume. And they're giving out stickers to people.
Little dot stickers,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, you've seen this before, right?
Uh-huh.
They do that. You'll see that a lot. Like, they'll have different smiles.
Yeah.
But the sticker...
They're, like, taking a...
Survey.
That's the word I'm like.
Yeah. So anyway, so I was kind of taking some pictures of this, and then, you know, then they see the foreigner. They're like, Paul, yeah. Grab me, and they're like... So then, you know, put your dot underneath. And their English was quite good, actually. And there were a bunch of guys and then a couple of women, but I didn't find the women very attractive in this, you know. And I don't know, a woman in a hanbok and her hair all done up with a stick in the top or something. Just not. But, so, you know, glasses.
The men in their traditional attire.
Men, yeah. So,
okay.
So I found this one guy who looked like a Klingon. So I put it on, him. And they're like, oh, you know, why did you put it on him? And then I'm like,
oh. Okay. You can't be honest.
Yeah. I'm like, well, he's very scary looking. And they're like, really? And they're like, do you know this drama? And I'm like, is this the one with Yon Sama in it? And they're like, no, this does not have Yon Sama. Are you sure? There's no Yon Sama in it? I just kept going on. I was playing dumb. Like, what? Doesn't everything have Yon Sama? I don't understand.
I think he's out of favor now.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
His moment in the sun has passed.
Yeah. But then they're like, well, which one would be the better rival, you know? And then the guy on top or the, you know, the guy put the sticker on. But I'm like, no, I'm still going with the guy on the sticker. And they're like, what? Yeah, why would he be a better rival? I'm like, I just wouldn't want to meet him in a dark alley. I don't know how much they'll ever use me or whatever, but it was kind of just like...
They were like, dark alley? What's a lit alley?
Yeah. Well, here in Alley is where business is conducted, you know.
Oh my goodness, on my way over here, speaking of alleys, I almost saw People Being Crushed 2007. Like, remember the girls a couple years ago, the tanks crushed them because they were standing in the middle of the road while tanks were passing.
What nearly crushed these people?
One block away from here, an alley, and it had cars parked on both sides, of course, creating a single lane, and these huge construction vehicles, like the kind that filled with gravel or whatever, kind of a mini caravan of them turned on, and there were two people standing in the road, and they would not move. And, like, these construction guys, they don't care. Yeah. Like, they got a deadline.
Yeah,
and it's
exactly.
Sunday, and they're working.
They're not being paid time and a half or triple time, you know?
Yeah.
They're probably being paid half time.
And like, really, at the last second, the couple clued in that the large vehicle honking a foot away from them really was going to keep going.
Was honking at them.
Yeah, it was honking at them and not at the air.
Because it's when you're so immune to loud honking.
You don't even realize it's aimed at you.
Yeah, you know you've been living in Seoul for a long time.
Yeah. And my thought was, wow, they couldn't hate America if they killed them.
No, they could,
They'd find a way.
Who made the dump truck?
Yeah, they showed that the guy had American cousins or something. Yeah.
Were they building something for the new FTA, maybe? They were
Probably so.
Korean kids do the darndest things.
Rosa, how are your little wee ones?
My little wee ones are... this last week they weren't so cute.
Were you feeling bad still?
I was still feeling bad.
Okay.
Because my cold last week was like this stomach flu kind of deal, and it mutated into like a full-on head cold. So the little wee ones were very loud and obnoxious all week.
But remarkably, a lot of the kids at your school are from a culture where when you're sick, you keep the kids at home.
They are. Most of them are. But I have a few Indian students.
Okay.
And I've noticed the Indian parents are a lot more gung-ho psycho than the Korean parents are.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. Do they actually make their kids sleep at school?
I had a boy throw up in class, and he was running a fever, and he, after, you know, we cleaned him up and stuff, he goes, I was sick this morning, I was throwing up. I told my mom I had to stay home, but she said I had to go study.
Oh. I've had students come to school after they've thrown up, and, yeah. and I make them sit in the back corner as far away from me as possible, and keep
bucket.
Their...
With the bucket. I got him a cot, and I gave him the garbage, and I made
no,
him
I didn't. I make them sit in the back corner and keep their head down. I'm like, don't take out your books, don't touch anybody, sit back there with your head down.
Yeah. But we had our sports day on Friday.
Okay.
It was just, we went to Seoul Forest, I think it was called.
Right, yeah.
The whole school went, we took them all out there. And ran around for a good 3 hours, and then
nice.
Had a picnic lunch, and then came back to school at 1 o'clock, and my day was over. It was
wow.
great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know, what else is if you prepare yourself for teaching? If you've got like a you know young nephew or something, get your nephew and get as many of his friends as possible and take them out to like a movie or take them out somewhere all together in a group.
Yeah.
And
sure.
yeah.
Where you're the only adult.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah.
See if you can handle that. And,
uh-huh.
and that is maybe just a taste, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Because yeah. I remember I did that. And my, well, not my nephew's friends, but like, you know, my mother's husband's grandchildren. You know,
okay.
sort of took them all out as a big
so
group to a movie.
Nephews.
Yeah, yeah. And, and these kids love fighting with each other. you know, and yeah, and your kids will, your high school, your students here, especially your grade school students, they will fight over anything.
yeah.
Yeah. Gross that you ever have your kids battle over anything.
No, actually, my kids are extremely polite.
Really?
They're really good about all of their thank yous and pleases, and every once in a while they'll have a. Teacher, he stole my... And then I'll look, turn around and they'll go, I'm sorry.
Wow.
And so they're really good about that. But once again, it's only been 3 going on our 4th week of school now. And so they're still at that we're being nice to each other phase.
Okay.
6 months later, I don't know.
Jennifer, you ever seen any kids duke it out in your school?
Yeah.
Yeah. in the hallway.
Yeah, when we used to work together, I saw that a lot.
What about in your classroom? They ever sort of started up in your classroom?
Not during class.
Okay.
But during the break time.
Yeah, yeah. It'll spill over into your class during the break.
No, because I'm mean.
Okay. All right. yeah. Man. But you know, one thing I noticed is when I talk to kids, like, what did you do? What games do you play?
Mm-hmm.
It's always a computer game or soccer.
Cell phone game.
Cell
yeah.
phone
yeah. games. Yeah. And. Those are the only games they seem to play these days.
Some of mine play hockey, but I suspect that that's because it takes a lot of expensive equipment.
Sure, okay.
So it's kind of a show-off. Look how rich we are.
Okay.
I can send my kid to play hockey.
For some reason in Canada, it was curling. Curling is like the...
Isn't that the game where you play with like a sharpened spear-like object swinging around at people's heads?
No. Yeah, I think maybe that's lacrosse you're thinking about.
No, it's either called curling. Oh, wait. Curling is the one with the broom thing.
The broom. Yeah.
Okay, so then it's curling.
Yeah.
Curling does not mean vomiting. It means it's like a game
curling,
that
yeah,
played with
curling.
Like sharp sticks and curling. Swinging around people's heads.
Yeah. Curling, yeah. For some reason, that was sort of the sport of the well-to-do or something.
Really? Because all you need is a broom.
And ice and rocks.
Yeah.
Curling clubs, yeah. I don't know.
I have kids play jacks a lot during
break time. Yeah, they love jacks.
Okay, right. They'll do those... Yeah,
the little Korean jacks.
Yeah, all right. Okay. But just sort of... but they don't play board games. Like, no Monopoly, no...
Probably because our parents don't buy them.
There aren't Korean versions of board games.
Like some of our kids go to board game cafes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
And they'll do that, but
I
but they don't really
play
have
Scrabble.
Yeah.
The parents make them play Scrabble.
Yeah.
Okay.
of course.
You know, mentioning the board game cafes instead of coming back to our saving money, that's actually a really cheap form of entertainment, those board game cafes.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much are they an hour?
They're not that cheap, actually.
Really?
There's an hourly price, and
right.
then for each game you play, there's, on top of that, plus the coffee that
If you
drink.
Compare it, like, to going out for a night of drinking.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course.
You know.
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah. But the board game cafes are kind of older people. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just noticed my kids just don't really play. Even you, Nori, you know, the...
Yeah, well, I mean, they've got to probably think of their grandparents when they play Yu-Gi-Oh!
It's more like a holiday, family-gathered kind of game.
That's a fun game, though. Like, you play Yu-Gi-Oh!
I haven't played it since Korean school.
Really? Okay. All
right. I actually played it this last Christmas when I went home with my whole family. When my cousin got married, so we had a huge family reunion kind of deal. We actually gamble when we play Yu-Gi-Oh! We have teams, and we, you know, put down like $10-$20 for a buy-in, and whoever wins takes the pot. So it's a lot more fun.
Yeah,
when there's money on it.
So yeah, for people who haven't seen Yu-Gi-Oh!, it's basically like four sticks, and you throw them.
That's your
like,
dice.
Like, yeah, you throw them like dice. You don't like throw them at each other.
Yeah,
and
it's a circle. You move little chips around a circle.
Yeah, so it's like a board game, but instead of die, you have four sticks.
Yeah.
And whichever way it lands, it means
some things. Batu is a pretty fun evening, but you've got to play with people that suck as much as you do.
Oh, okay.
Ghost Op.
Yeah.
It's a card game, Ghost Op?
Ghost Op is a card game. Batu. There's two different things. The little red cards with the little pictures on them.
That's something like an Ajushi game. Like
it kind of is. But if you play with
Ajushi or an Ajuma.
Yeah, but if you play with other like other foreigners, it didn't grow up playing it, so everybody sucks, then it's fun.
All right. That sounds kind of a bit of a no-holds-barred, violent game or something. Like, it can get pretty
rowdy. Fatu?
No, no, the you are.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
No, no, the
Ghost Op.
Yeah.
Well, that's Fatu.
Okay. Same game.
All right.
Yeah, that's when they're gambling, like for real money.
Yeah. Right.
But if you play with foreigners that are gambling with 10 won coins or whatever, not really worth a fist fight.
I know. So, the kids when they sort of catch another kid, sort of like, you know, cheating or copying off of them, have you noticed they have. They use one or two words. They say cunning or hacking. Teacher, he's cunning. He's cunning.
Yeah.
And at first I thought it was a Korean word. And then I sort of realized, there's no ing in Korean.
Yeah.
You know? You don't sort of conjugate verbs with an ing. And then I'm like, that you actually mean cunning. Like, he's a cunning devil.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, how do they get cunning, like cheating, like cunning? You know,
he's using his cunning
by
cheating.
Exactly. You know, it's like clever. Why didn't I think of just copying instead of doing the work?
Actually that helps me because whenever I have to explain what cunning actually means, like how it has kind of a bad connotation, I'm like, so in Korean it means cheating, which is a bad thing, but it's clever.
Yeah.
If you can get away with it.
Yeah. The next thing is I think he's hacking at times too.
I don't think I've heard that term.
Oh yeah. Hacking. Not that common, maybe.
We're one of my classes. We're doing this little book. It's about the history of chocolate, and so you know, like starving children having to learn about chocolate, and then you're asking them questions like, "What are your favorite chocolates? You know, Crunky or Ganabar?" And then like, "What are other kind of chocolate things? Chocolate donuts, chocolate milk? You know?" And they're just like, So I'm like, you know. I'm not above torturing my children, but I'm kind of like, I shouldn't be so mean to them. So I'm like, all right, look, next class.
You should have brought it and just eaten it in front of them.
Well, I brought them some chocolate. I brought them a little bat. You know the little chocolate bars you give out at Halloween kind of thing. So I brought some Kit Kat bars. And so I give those out. If they did their homework, they got two. If they didn't do their homework, they got one.
Teacher Carl's very nice.
Yeah.
I just give ABC chocolates. Because ABC, among Korean chocolates, it's actually fairly tasty.
But they're looking at it and they're going, is this Kicker? This is Kicker?
Why does this Kicker bar look strange?
I know, and they're like kind of like, what kind of cheap-ass knockoff are you getting this teacher when they suddenly realize it's
Why doesn't this have a strange chemical aftertaste? Teacher, why is this so delicious?
Another one of those ghastly medical experiments I like to perform on my children. We have this talent card, these talent cards, and when you do something good, you get a talent card. And the person at the end of the semester has the most talent cards wins a prize, a big prize.
What kind of prizes do you have? We had pencils.
Lower down. You know, it's a bit like, you know, if you're from shelf C at the at the amusement park, you know, the carny fair, almost, yeah. Like, you know, there's level A where it's like the little plastic, you know, thumb or something,
right.
And then, you know, level B, there's the cheap stuffed animal, level C, there's the radio, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, so I like to play this psychological game with them, where I, you know, one student does well, but another student does much better. Yeah. So I give those students who does much better, give them a choice, okay? You can have two talent cards, and the other student can have one talent card, or you can have one talent card, and the other student gets zero talent cards.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm like, what would they choose? Because at the end of the day, they want to be king of the hill.
Yeah,
right. So what if they're denying the kid any talent cards, but they're still getting a talent card, or do they want two talent cards and at least the other kid gets one talent card?
So, in other words, are they willing to screw themselves and in order to be able to screw...
To really screw the other kid, yeah. And
they get beaten after class also.
Yeah. So I like to give them that strange psychological kind of choice. And almost without fail, they always pick, I'll take two.
You
give the other kid one, yeah. Kind of like, you know, do you want 10 dimes or, you know, 20 nickels or something? You know, like, ooh, I'll take the 20 nickels, you know. I don't know. More is always better, even if it's a zero-sum gain at sort of the end of the day. Yeah, it's my latest guess at that experiment.
Oh, you know what was in the paper the other day? They are finally going to have something akin to Social Security in Korea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's so incredible. If you're an old age pensioner,
okay,
living on, like, I think it's 320,000 won a month or less,
okay,
starting soon, you'll get 84,000 won a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
They might have to follow our penny pinching tips.
if they're living on 320,000 a month, I think they're already...
Yeah, already.
I think they might be getting their vegetables from the mountainside. And their toilet paper from the subway station.
This week's teaching opportunity.
Job opportunity. We kind of got an email about from a listener. He wants to go by the name of JD. JD. He wrote this to us after we were talking about the public school. And I guess we gave him a little scare.
Yeah. I would like to say that what his problem was that he's had a really good experience.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he's with Epic. I was with... My horror story came from a really, like, a cowboy... crappy hog one.
All right.
And Epic is a government program, and I have heard nothing but good things about them, except that they do tend to screw their teachers out of bonuses by only giving 11-month contracts a lot of the time.
Who's that?
Epic.
Epic, oh, okay.
Yeah, a government organization.
Okay, of course.
flouting the law. Oh. But other than that, it's a really professional situation. I know people that have stayed with Epic for years. And he did say that, like, we sort of put him off with all of our horror stories. And I would like to point out that, Carl, you've been here for 4 years.
Yeah.
I've been here since, like, the dawn of man. Like, obviously, Korea has something to recommend it.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, I'm sort of a gold medalist in complaining.
I just wanted to sort of read his email, because it was kind of a cute little story. Let's see. I have to say that Soul Survivors is my favorite podcast. I just want to get
excellent
that
taste.
I just want to get that in. I have learned so much from your show. I went through Footprints Recruiting, and I knew I made the right choice when you featured one of their job postings as a job of the week, and had nothing bad to say about them. Quite an endorsement from my favorite smart asses. That's the smart asses. Although your experiences in Korea paint a picture of life in Seoul that's not entirely accurate in regards to the rest of Korea, your, air quotes, horror stories and warnings help me be aware enough to find a good position. I'm currently working with the Korean government in their English program in Korea. That's what EPIC, I guess, stands for. Yeah. English program in Korea. Program. All right, okay. ATM machine.
Yeah.
Right. I do that a lot, too. I do have one bone to pick with you, because 1 week before I left, only 2 weeks ago, but I feel like it's months ago, yeah, you discussed the prospects of teaching English in Korea for the public schools. You guys almost had nothing nice to say about it, and threw me into a panic. Despite this, I went ahead with my decision and found myself in the week-long orientation at Korea University in a small town that I still cannot remember. I don't know if it meant Korean University or a Korean University.
Maybe a Korean University.
Korean University is not in a small town.
Small town, right, yeah. I expected an orientation that consisted of, hey, what is your lesson plan for tomorrow? Yeah. That's most of our experiences.
Yeah.
In contrast, I was rewarded with support and a number of seminars that were of vital importance to potential native English speakers such as myself. Most importantly, not only were we fed quite well in the campus cafeteria, that's important.
Yeah.
Let's not forget what is important, but we were also given t-shirts, umbrellas, you definitely need that this year, with the EPIC logo and electric converters.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Wow, they're really getting their mess in gear. All right. Or sort of, as this letter will show. Add to this that we were placed in schools that are grateful to have us, as they have specifically applied to have us, and the money from the provincial government that is required to meet our contracts. All right. Yeah, it's always good to know that the money is there. Well, someone with as much experience as yourselves would probably be taking a pay cut. Someone such as myself that has no business teaching English, like I have business teaching English, to anyone besides my cat, is getting the best that I can hope for. Basically, I can say it is a relief to be working for a public school that does not have the same obsession with profit that Hagwons do. I guess so, yeah. But at the same time, you know, you do have, I think, principals who have some...
They do have, requirements to be rehired the following year.
They create their own petty kingdoms like that, so you might encounter something like that, yeah. Finally, I would like to point out there are some amazing things that are going on in public schools that are providing powerful opportunities for students to learn English that would not normally have the opportunity.
That's true. Yeah. True.
That being said, this is the part I liked. And because this part is made of the stuff that makes your show great, well, thank you, there are the same shenanigans going on here that go on in your average Hagwon in Seoul. I'm working in Pohang. Any idea where Pohang is?
It's country.
Pohang is outside of Busan. Maybe, I want to say it's more than an hour.
Okay.
Well, if it's outside of Busan alone, that's country. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So it's on like the southern coastal area.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to say it's a shipbuilding, steel industry kind of area.
Okay.
He writes, so he continues. I only found out where I was teaching only after I boarded the bus on my way to my provincial capital. That sounds almost kind of ominous.
EPIC doesn't let you choose.
Really? Okay. But I just like that idea. They're putting you on a bus, you know, get in this burlap sack, you know?
Yeah. They put you on a bus, and it's only because you get off when the bus stops
that you know where you're going.
Yeah. But if they sort of stop and there's like this cement bunker and they're like, you will go in there for a delousing, you know, that might be really scary. All right. Or you get off the bus and there's just this pit. And they're just like, we're just going to let you stretch your legs. I don't know. Yeah. But no, that doesn't apparently happen. Until you want to collect your end of the year bonus. And then they take you to the pit.
I think they're really open that they only do 11-month contracts. And they may have changed that.
All right, hopefully.
That was a couple of years ago. Yeah, I thought that was pretty...
That would look bad.
...audacious of the government
to
flout the law that E2 visas must be 12 months.
No. Say rights. Then it turned out that the city that I was told that I would be teaching in had nothing to do with the city that I am currently in. Yes. EPIC, that's the downside of EPIC, is that you don't have so much control.
Yeah.
But same thing, I think, with the Japanese version. What's the Japanese version?
Jepik.
Jepik.
Let's just hope it's not Japik.
No, no. I've read the Japanese versions, but that's, again, sort of similar. They just...
Yeah.
You take your luck. To add to my authentic Korean experience, my school didn't find out, my school, the one where he's going to, didn't find out that I was coming there to teach until 2 days before I arrived.
That being I love this next part.
That being the case, it should come as no surprise that I'm currently staying in a hotel. In the interest of academic integrity, I should point out that I'm in fact staying in a love hotel.
Yeah, I lived in one for a month. My school put me up in one for a month one time.
How nice of them.
Yeah.
They're not too bad, actually, the love hotels.
Yeah,
really,
but,
they come
but
right
living there
to
for a month when, like, you hear the women scurrying out at the crack of dawn.
God.
But the interesting thing about the love hotels is, that, like, they're really well-equipped, you know. And, you know, like, internet and nice televisions. And you know, but of course there's, like, this section where there's, like, fun slide liquids and, you know, which don't, you don't get
I have
normal.
Never stayed in one that bad,
really?
I have to say.
Okay.
But they usually do have a good selection of regular videos in with the porn. So you get free videos,
yeah,
too.
So, but then I know it's just, like, the, you know, like, the floors are not carpeted.
Yeah.
Which I guess maybe for their sanitary reasons.
Yeah,
it's easier to sort of clean.
Well, and that's just sort of normal in Korea anyway.
Most Korean places aren't carpeted.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
That's like a Western
thing.
What's that?
Is your place carpeted?
No. Yeah.
But he usually stays at nice Western hotels.
Okay.
All right.
That's what makes it a Western hotel.
That's carpet.
Carpet, yes.
Okay. All right. So other than that, I can say that it seems that I'm being that I am working with quality people that have been bending over backwards for me in trying to find me an apartment over the last couple of days. Also, I have not paid for a meal since arriving. I apologize for the length of my email. No problem, Jamie. Yeah. So there you go. So again, it's, you know, you take the good, you take the bad.
Yeah.
And there you have
the facts of life.
The facts of life.
But I would like to heartily agree that life in Seoul is nothing like life in the rest of Korea.
Yes.
In fact, I would go so far as to say if you only live in Seoul, or especially if you only live in a place like Bundang or Ilsan, which are like the fancy suburbs of Seoul,
Okay. Then
you really haven't experienced Korea. Like, if you haven't seen, like, the grotty metal roof cement buildings and, yeah, little alleys and there's no real roads.
Right. And you've never had locals call your school to complain, you know.
About the foreigner.
Yeah, like, we've noticed him wearing yellow.
Yeah, if you've never had anybody, like, stroke your arm hair or touch your face when you're waiting to cross the street, then you haven't experienced real Korea.
Although, I mean, I'd like to point out he's been here for two weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe going on three. So.
Yeah.
It's the honeymoon stage right now. And I know, I'm sure, you know, I wish you a great year and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
But it's the honeymoon stage.
Yeah.
Everything's great
right
now.
And one thing about Epic is a lot of the people do go to fairly rural places because since you don't get to choose, they send you to the places that are harder to get foreign teachers for because a lot of the local governments are hiring, like I know Bundang is hiring one foreign teacher for every public school right now, but it's just through the local government and it's pretty easy to get teachers to go to Bundang. But, you know, when you're looking, you know, at these little rural areas or even small towns or Pohang, an industrial area, it's harder to get teachers to go there, so that's where they get Epic teachers for. And it can be pretty lonely when you're the only white face in town.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, even when I was in Chunju, and there were a couple hundred foreign teachers, I would go to Itaewon, and I would be like, look, blonde-haired children! Like, I'd be, like, pointing at people, like I was just country come to town, you know?
Yeah, sometimes when you see, like, the blonde-haired children, it's almost like, you know...
I still kind of freak out.
Yeah.
Actually.
It's almost like you're in a world where, you know, there have not been children born into the world for two decades. And you're almost, like, sees those children, like lost or something, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, whenever I go to COEX and I see, like, people walking around with strollers, but then they have, like, blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids, I'm like, wow, that must be hard. If they took public transportation to get here, I bet they were, like, hovering over the child protectively to save them from being stroked and fondled and groped by every person on the bus.
Uh-huh. Oh, you know, one of the bonuses, if you work for the public school system, instead of being having to go on MTs, you get to go, I think, sometimes on those class trips.
Yeah. Koreans take a lot of field trips in school.
Yeah. But did you hear about the one that they went to China?
Yeah, they hired prostitutes.
No, they didn't hire prostitutes.
I missed this one.
Oh, it was a high school trip to China, and apparently the front desk called the rooms and was sort of selling the kid, these high school boys, on
services.
The massage services available.
Oh my.
Because they had a massage parlor in the basement. And what do you know?
High school boys
on vacation away from their parents were only too happy to shell out. I think it was like...
Check her out, yeah.
It was just a couple of dollars.
Oh,
really?
My gosh. Oh my
God.
Yeah, like it was some...
Every high school boy's
ridiculously
like
small amount of money. No doubt. Oh. Should I buy some ramen or get laid?
But hard decision there.
It wasn't the hotel was directly targeting high school boys.
No, they were just calling every room, probably.
Yeah, it's just the area.
Service,
yeah, the hotel in the area, I guess, are popular with Korean businessmen who kind of go on these golfing sex trips.
Nice.
Golfing/sex trips.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love it.
And so it's just sort of when we have Korean guests, as a matter of
offer the
courtesy, we just call them up.
As a courtesy.
Yeah. You know,
we give them a courtesy call and let them know about our hookers.
Exactly. So I don't think they're fully quite aware that they were like high school boys.
Yeah.
So they're just, you know, we got Korean, so we just, you know, I'll let them know that these services. And so the high school boys are like, hey, our milk money.
Yeah.
I don't have to bring my mom back the souvenir. I can tell
mom I lost the keychain on the plane.
I know. Is that kind of a traditional souvenir, a keychain? Is that like a...
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Because it's something small and cheap, and you can buy 50 of them to give to all your people that are expecting gifts.
I have gotten a lot of keychains in my time.
Little like cell phone chains a lot. From
The cell phone dongles. Stuff like that. All right, that's our show. You know, I did mix in that Tchaikovsky violin concerto. Yeah, but not the whole thing, because I don't know, it just sort of got irritating after the first 5 minutes or something. So, I don't know, maybe I'll find some other music. So again, if you're hearing some other kind of classical music, that's just our show, little background signaling. We'll eventually stop talking. Yeah. The light's at the end of the tunnel, people. Jennifer Cotisol, you had your Cotisol?
I did it, and you didn't come.
No, I came. No, I didn't come.
That?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It went well. I sort of got a couple of people, from the executive, and I was like, I'm kind of nervous as a public speaker, so if I like visibly freeze or am like yelling, because sometimes I overcompensate by like really projecting, shall we say, AKA yell.
Okay.
And I was like, if I do that, like, ask a question. And that'll be my cue. But actually, it went fine. I ran out of time and only did, like, half the stuff I wanted to do.
Okay.
So it was good. And actually, Rosa, an emissary from your school, Rachel, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yep,
she teaches right next door to me.
Yeah, she came out for dinner with us last night.
Oh, okay.
Nice girl.
Yeah, very nice. It's great.
I find if you can start with a joke and make people laugh, that's usually that kind of gets it out of the way, I find.
Well, it was actually really good. The guy who went before me, we actually had two presentations yesterday instead of just the usual one.
Okay.
And the guy that was before me, he's this really nice guy. He's our workshop coordinator, and he works really hard. But when he talks, he's really long-winded. Like, unlike me, because
okay.
I never talk too much,
no.
But I knew that would be good before me, so like people were like, and then I come on with my games, and I'm like, let's play some games.
Okay, but he didn't translate his speech into Italian or anything.
No.
Let me deliver it in Italian. No,
okay. he tends to give a lot of examples about his experience teaching in New Zealand or his experience teaching in other places, and he expounds. That's what it is.
Okay.
He expounds a lot.
All right.
So,
but
it went fine.
Okay.
No vomiting or anything.
All right, that's good. Wow. Yeah. A couple updates, past news stories. The one about the woman professor with the fake degrees. I've been following her nude photos.
God. You know...
What newspaper was that? Was that one of those sports newspapers where they published the photos?
Yeah. Got to be. Yeah. Like, no respectable newspaper could even try to justify printing nude photos of someone because they've been accused of faking their degree. Yeah.
But the, like, how did they get a hold of these?
Somebody.
Such
somebody
nude photos.
Somebody probably wanted to make a quick buck.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, there's the normal newspapers, you know, the broadsheets, but then there's these tabloids.
Like the insert ones.
Yeah, there's like these tabloids that are like sports newspapers.
Yeah. Modeled after British sport newspapers.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't read them, but they're kind of like, when there's not a lot of sports going on, they sort of turn to lurid sort of, kind of like, you know, housewives who are skulking around with ESL teachers. That's all one of the perennial favorites,
you know,
teacher with the stable of naughty housewives, stuff like that, yeah.
The white men are here to steal the women.
Of course, but the government, they were trying to crack down on those sports newspapers for all their luridness or something, but yeah. But there was one really funny line in the article about the nude photos or something, where like their photo expert, he's able to detect that, you know, the woman when the photos were taken, it was quite clear she had not been wearing panties for a long time, because he noticed no panty marks on her skin. So as if like she's just that tramp has just been lounging around naked.
Or she wears underwear that fits.
Maybe. I don't know. But I'm just like, you know, we handed that photo over to a photo expert, you know.
Yeah. He's been hours analyzing her crotch looking for
panty
lines.
Yeah. So that was somewhat a low
point.
That
adds to her, you know, the credibility of this woman.
And then trying to change the walking on the left. Now
they could just make people do it.
Yeah. And now to complicate things, the Seoul subway system, you know, escalators, we walk up the left on escalators.
That confuses me all the time.
Yeah. Now the Seoul subway system, they want to stop people from walking up on the escalators.
No.
Both sides, yeah. And their explanation is, get this, last year there were 86 accidents on the escalators, people walking up.
How about everybody walk up the escalator? Because how damn lazy are you that, you know, should I pull you up? Do you need a chair?
How hard is it for them to stand on the right if you're going to stand and then leave the left side empty so that the rest of the people can walk up?
But this was the rationale that it's apparently it's dangerous. That, you know, that
it's dangerous to walk upstairs?
Yeah, exactly. A walk up escalators. So
it is moving.
Yeah. I've got two problems with that. One, it's like, well, how many people injure themselves on stairs alone?
Yeah.
Okay.
So should we get rid of stairs altogether?
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe
just have a ramp.
So So the subway system's very concerned, right? They should either give us ramps or they should give us escalators for everything.
Or elevators, because escalators are apparently dangerous.
Can you imagine if they had nothing but elevators?
Oh yeah, that would be.
God.
Oh my god.
You'd have to leave your house 3 hours early.
Yeah. But that would be too far too stressful.
Especially the elevators here. If you've ever taken one, which I've taken them a couple times if I had a lot of really heavy stuff, like suitcases, it's like it takes an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, you just have to plan on. There's a monkey back there, like turning a little wheel to,
Like I said, you want to cut down on maybe, you know, stair related accidents. Just convince people that, you know, when it's rush hour and people are going downstairs, that the thing to do is not to stop dead and dig out your handphone to like...
Right.
Yeah.
Don't come to a dead stop on the stairs or at the last step.
Yeah. Just keep moving. You know, don't call back.
Yeah.
You got a caller ID. You can, So, yeah. But the other thing, too, is to put this in perspective, 4 million people a day ride the Seoul subway system.
And 84 people got hurt last year?
Yeah. That's over 1 billion rides a year. So let's call it 100 escalator injuries, and let's call it 1 billion rides. So the odds of being injured are 1 in 10 million.
Yeah.
All right?
I'll take that risk.
Yeah, it's okay.
Exactly.
So I can walk up the escalator.
Yeah. So if something that's has a 1 in a billion chance of happening. It's going to happen once a year on the Seoul Subway Fiesta, you know. And I'm positive that people here could injure themselves just standing.
I'll get run over by a car. Yeah. The chances of that are much higher here in Korea.
Much higher.
Yeah.
So this move is coming way out of. I'm like, I don't know what they're thinking. But on that, injuring yourself while standing. Last night I was on the subway, and it stopped like partially into the station. Like I was on car 6. Usually there's about 10 cars. I was on car 6, and part of just the first door, car 5, was at platform level. So it stopped there, and there's all these announcements and da 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 da, and whatever. So I'm sort of sitting there. But when it sort of stops for a long time and there's announcements, I'm always like, what do I have on me that I can break through the tempered glass? You know, if there's a fire or something, right?
Have you seen the little emergency hammers that they have that you're supposed to use?
Yeah.
Those crack me up. Yeah. I want to actually try it to see if that it will actually
I've break seen it.
Anything.
I've seen it on MythBusters and it works.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They used it to escape from an underwater car.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
No, well, they were amazed too.
Yeah. You just have to make sure it's a sharp point with a lot of force and that it will break that glass, yeah. And all right, so fine. And then suddenly, like, everybody from the cars behind start moving forward. And now I'm a little worried, right?
Well, yeah, the guy is not going to open the doors when half of the doors are dropping off into nothingness because some idiot would just step off into nothingness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But people in my car are not moving. So I'm like, okay, well, it's not that there's a fire at that end. You know, because then they would be moving too, right? But, you know, Lord knows what they're announcing over the thing.
Right.
Yeah. But eventually some nice woman sort of explained it to me. She said, oh, somebody has fallen under the subway.
Oh,
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it won't be moving for a while. So I'm like, oh, really now?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I was like maybe 5 stations away. So, and I knew the bus system pretty well at that point that I could get home. So I'm like, oh, screw it, you know. I got off, and sure enough, there's like right under my car, they're trying to get under there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And there's like ambulance attendants and people, and people are all sort of milling around, you know, like, and I couldn't see anybody lying under there. But and not that I really wanted to see someone,
because
I don't know, I don't want to see someone cut in half.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
really, when it comes right down to it, because I might be forced to take pictures. I don't know. What won't I take a
crazy
picture
boy
of? Exactly. You know, and but I'm just like, oh, I'm too tired. They're just
tired to look for bodies.
Yeah. So, but I'm just thinking if they're trying to maybe like. They got a stretcher. Maybe the person's still alive. But I don't know if the person jumped or... Because it was like Saturday, 10 p.m. You know, that's stumbling out of the Hof
stumbled,
time.
Yeah.
And it's one of the subway stations where they don't have the glass doors now, right?
Right?
You know, one of the stations, they have like the glass doors, but they don't go all the way to the ceiling. And I'm just
so
looking...
So you're like a pole vaulter.
Yeah, I'm just looking at that. Over. And I'm like, I guarantee you someone is still going to go, that's a fine place to sit. You know, and they're going to injure themselves that way. I don't know what they're thinking, but yeah. So I think someone must maybe, if they didn't try to actually kill themselves, they maybe just fell onto the...
That warning to stay behind the yellow line is actually there for a reason.
Yeah, not sure what exactly went on, but yeah. So it kind of came on the heels of that.
And you know, the subway drivers only get 3 days off, and that was recently just increased.
The whole year?
It used to be 1 day if they hit somebody.
Oh, okay.
Like their compassionate leave.
Oh, okay.
It used to be 1 day, and now it's 3. But in that 3 days, they have to go to inquiries.
Okay.
Like it's not... Go get counseling.
Yeah.
Maybe go to the doctor and
go
get
file
sedated.
Some paperwork.
Yeah, it's like 3 days of being grilled of like, you know, what could you have done? Is this your fault? You know, did you kill him? You know,
did you really want to? Maybe we're trying to really kill him. Yeah.
Yeah. So these drivers that are traumatized, they get off just long enough to go do the paperwork, and then they've got to be back at work. But now I think they get 3 days now, so I think there's a little bit of counseling involved that used to not be there.
Yeah.
counseling in Korea?
I know. Oh. But I think that they had enough drivers that were traumatized by suicides that they kind of had to. Yeah, the drivers, I think, maybe demanded it.
And the Hanwha guy, he suspended sentence. Did you see the picture?
Yeah,
of him in
shocking.
The yeah, he was.
Not surprising though.
He was doing a Michael Jackson that one day Michael Jackson went to court in a wheelchair in his hospital gown.
That's exactly what I thought of when I saw it.
Yeah.
He was in the standard scrubs.
Went to court like that.
In a wheelchair. Yeah. Now his health's too bad for jail. Because other people, you know, are healthy enough for jail.
Right, but he's not.
He's not.
Yeah.
One of the wealthiest men in Korea, you know.
Yeah.
Not but healthy enough.
Yeah. I gotta make the point, it's like, you know, young black kid with, pot versus John DeLorean.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's not just, Korea is, like other places, rich men are not like other men, So, yeah. That judicial tradition holds here as well as Canada or America.
Who knew?
All right.
Yeah, I bet those 23 teachers aren't going to have health issues help them out.
Oh, no, not at all.
Right. So next week is our 5-day Chuseok holiday.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I have no podcast next week. You guys looking forward to your Chuseok gift from your school?
The spam set.
Oh, was that what you got last year?
That's what we get every year. It's sesame oil and spam.
We didn't get any set last year.
Oh, that's true.
We did not get a single set for Chuseok or for Christmas or for New Year's. Yeah.
Wow. We never really got. Christmas was always Secret Santa.
Okay.
But for Solal and Chuseok, we always got the spam and sesame oil set. Which is a fine gift for someone who doesn't eat pork. And especially spam or other canned meat. And one thing of sesame oil will last me. I think I'm still on the first one. Because I just use the chili oil.
Jennifer or Rosa, you think you're gonna get something at your school?
I actually know that I'm gonna get something.
Oh, okay.
At my school.
Do you know what it is?
I cheated and
You looked under the tree.
I have a room mom.
Okay.
And she sends out newsletters or notes to parents every now and then, and she always gives me a copy of it so I know. But she very discreetly stuck letters inside all the kids' bags, and I was curious. I wanted to know what it was, and so my assistant and I opened it up and we were reading it because we were, but it was a letter to the parents asking them to send money to her to buy her and I a gift for the holiday. So
nice.
I felt a little bad.
Yeah.
Every year it's like, Cracker Jacks at my place, just never know what I'm going to get. It's never the standard thing. It's always invariably something that either I just cannot possibly use or I can't consume that much before it goes bad. Yeah,
Steve actually got the best one ever. When he was working at the Y, he got a dishes set.
Oh.
Wow.
That's right.
That is good.
Yeah.
Oh, one of my little cost-saving tips I forgot.
Steal dishes?
No. Sure. Well, yeah, you can do that too. Steal dishes. That's good too. But when you get the when you buy like the pre-cooked rice, though, is that the het ban?
Yeah.
The little plastic dish it comes in. Save that. Use it.
Yeah,
it makes a good bowl. Yeah.
Well, I don't use them for bowls, but I use them for various other things.
Yeah, it's good for a little bowl or you put potato chips in or something like that. Yeah. Oh, and your 1+1 sales. Keep an eye out for
those. 1+1 sales are awesome.
Yeah, stock up. And also the sales where they they tape something to something.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Watch for those.
But watch the date on those.
Yeah, sometimes it's out of date. And also, look at the price of the one that doesn't have something taped to it. Because sometimes it's not really a gift.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just a promotion. Especially the coffee. If you're like, ooh, free mugs, I'll get this thing of coffee instead of that one.
Yeah.
But actually, it's like 5,000 won more.
Oh, and don't buy an umbrella. Find your school's lost and found.
Yes.
Yeah.
I found one of our floors. It's where umbrellas go to die. It's like the umbrella graveyard. I'm like, oh my god, it was like the treasure of the Sierra Madre. I'm like, oh my god, this is like a wonderland of umbrellas. Big ones, small ones. And I'm just like, I've been a fool all this time.
Yeah.
So don't buy umbrellas. get them from your school's Lost and Found.
Yeah, I've been looking at Rosa's nice big cup this whole time and wondering what you were thinking about it, Carl.
I did collect my actual...
This is a really good cup to have.
They are darn nice glasses, yeah. Yes.
Were you here when Carl was telling his plan to acquire some?
One.
Or at least one.
Take one.
No, I was not here for that one.
Oh, I just wanted one, so I took one eventually. Quite secretly, yeah. But it ended up costing me a lot. Like, I kept having to order the
$30 plastic cup because you had to buy so many coffees to get it.
Yeah, it cost me about $30. Yeah. I had to buy about four before I finally got the plastic cup and not the mug or the paper cup. Yeah. But I got mine. Yeah.
Would you like another one?
No. I'm fine in that regard. All right. So send us an email at gokorea@gmail.com, www.gokorea.info. I guess our podcast will continue, unless I can't get my visa extended.
Which you can.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know what that process is?
It's easy. You need...
New contract?
A new contract, but my contract is like three sentences long.
All right.
Because... Like, the guy at immigration laughs every year when I take him my like...
Okay.
You know, it's like this.
Okay.
You need that, and you need... The school has two documents that should be posted on the wall, and you need photocopies of those.
Ah, okay.
And they'll either know what they are, or they can look it up on the immigration website.
Yes, okay.
And it's 30,000 won.
Yeah, okay, right, yeah. I've gone there before, like, you know, you get your ARC card.
Yeah.
ARC card.
You take your card and your passport. Yeah. They just take your card and they change the date on the back.
Yeah.
That's it. Right. Easy peasy. It takes about 10 minutes.
Yeah. But I've been there.
You don't have to leave the country? You don't have to do
As long as you're not changing jobs, you don't have to leave the country.
Yeah. I'm sure it shouldn't be a problem. But
And if you live north of the river, you can go to the Chungno location, which is apparently
so
much better.
Can I really do that, actually?
Yeah. If you live north of the river.
That would be sweet.
I can go to the one up there, too, if I need to. Right.
Well, you went there before.
Well, I went there last year when it first opened.
Oh, okay. Before they became prejudiced.
Yeah.
Against the Gangnam people.
Yeah. Well, you got so many privileges here in Gangnam.
Yeah. Do you know where it is? Because Rosa could.
Yeah. No, I've been there before. Yeah. Okay. To get my single. I got a single re-entry stamp.
Okay.
Yeah. Just because I knew, I'm like, I'm not leaving this place. More than once, you know, like I can take time off, you know. It's sort of like I got to build that into my contract, you know. I need time off. I don't know. But, I mean, you know, not really. Because I'm working, you know.
Five minutes a week.
Yeah, 3 hours a day. So I can't legitimately ask for so much time off.
Carl has better working hours than I do. That's great.
What are your working hours?
Carl works like 12 hours a week over a 4-day work week.
It might change.
Might be 13 hours a week.
I know.
It'd be a hardship.
How many days do you
work? I work Monday through Friday, but I'm there from 8:30 to 3, mandatorily.
Right.
I usually stay a little later, planning and stuff,
Fridays I've been going in. Not only do I go in, but then 2 weeks ago I made my coworkers nachos, and then this week I made them pasta salad. Just because, you know, you go in, you... do some photocopying, and then you leave. and you don't want them to hate you over much. So, but my boss, I'm like, I think next week I'm gonna be like, you know, Tim, if you've got any work you have to do, but you can give me to do on Friday, like photocopying, handouts, let me know. I'll do that. I should try and impress them.
See, I like to not set precedent.
Well, that's true too. Yeah, when things do change, he just loves making photocopies.
Yeah,
yeah. But
I need 500 copies of this. Yeah. But you have to cut and paste some stuff first.
Yeah, but I hope I'm fully. I'll just clear that, you know, I'm just looking. I don't mind doing work on Friday, busy work on Friday. I don't know. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you in a couple weeks.